Welcome back, John. I'm calm, professional female. And today we're turning our attention to audiobooks, not simply as recorded books, but as a distinctive way of experiencing ideas, information, and stories through sound. Audiobooks can accompany a commute, a walk, a routine task, or a quiet evening. That convenience matters, but it is only the beginning. Listening changes the relationship between a reader and a text. A narrator supplies rhythm, emphasis, pronunciation, tone, and emotional color. Meanwhile, the listener has no paragraph sitting visibly on the page, ready to be scanned again. Meaning unfolds in time, one sentence after another, asking us to remember, anticipate, and interpret as we go. That makes audiobooks worth examining from several angles. How does listening compare with reading in print or on a screen? What makes a narration engaging without becoming distracting? Why do some books seem to flourish in audio, while others demand more concentration? And how can listeners retain key ideas when their hands and eyes may be occupied elsewhere? We'll also consider the choices surrounding the format. Single narrators and full casts, unabridged editions and condensed adaptations, fiction and nonfiction, performance and straightforward exposition. Each approach creates a different listening experience. A dramatic voice may deepen a character, while a calm, measured delivery may help clarify a difficult argument. Speed, pauses, chapter boundaries, and the listener's environment can all shape comprehension. Most importantly, audiobooks invite us to become active listeners. That may mean choosing the right moment to listen, adjusting playback speed thoughtfully, pausing to reflect, making a brief note, or revisiting a passage that deserves closer attention. The goal is not to declare audio superior or inferior to print. It is to understand what this medium does especially well, where it presents challenges, and how to use it intentionally. So as we begin, consider your own listening habits. When a voice carries a book into your mind, what determines whether the words merely pass by or stay with you?